Well, let me ask you this, Mark, because I want to ask you about angry white men, because I just think it'll be kind of fun.
That's my expertise.
that block of voters, Mark, they're gravitating toward both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Why?
Well, and I think that's an important question, and it connects to what John's saying, and I'm glad John made that distinction between Bernie Sanders' economic vision and Donald Trump's, because sometimes we lump them in together and say they're both economic populists. Yes. They both want to get rid of these bad trade agreements. But Donald Trump is a free market fundamentalist. At the core, he still believes in the free market. He still believes in a particular conception of free trade. He still believes in privatization. He still is pro-corporate. He still wants to slash taxes in a certain, or rather, slash taxes in a certain kind of way to invest in business. Bernie Sanders, as John said, wants to expand the social safety net. But both narratives resonate with voters who are tired of seeing Wall Street greed prevail over everyday people. Both are tired of seeing CEOs make out like fat cats while other people don't get bailed out. They both appeal to it. And then on the Donald Trump side, there's also the white male component to this, Carol, which you point out. There is a sense that we are losing our country. There is a sense that not only trade deals with Mexico, but also Mexicans themselves are the problem. There's this sense that, you know, ever since we've had a black president and a rise in expanded amount of opportunity for black people and brown people, that somehow we're losing our country, and the we as white people, and more specifically white males. And so Donald Trump's narrative of we're going to make America great again in some ways is we're going to make America white again. And that resonates with people, and it's a wicked mix of xenophobia and economic populism.